It's Friday, time now for Northwest weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe. And face the strange
changes. Changes in our climate is the topic today. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. We're going to talk about how our local weather will change during the next century. This is a hot topic. Cliff, what's the number one thing you hear about this topic that bugs you?
Well, I think the biggest problem is when people look at a weather event, you know, a snowstorm or a drought or some event that just lasts a short period of time and suggests that that is an indication of global warming. And, you know, that's a real problem. We've got to be very careful about that. So any single storm, any single major situation does not tell us very much. Only looking over a period of decades or longer can we see if there's any real trends.
What are the main trends in your mind in terms of global climate change? I think some people think of you as a denier. I know you're not, but you are pretty conservative when it comes to talking about climate change.
Well, I think I'm following the science. We use climate models to see the future. You know, we have global climate models, and then we embed inside of them regional climate models that run at very high resolution so we can see the impacts of the land-water contrasts and the terrain. And, you know, most of these models suggest a certain future for the Northwest. First, they suggest that the temperatures will change here relatively slowly because of the Pacific Ocean. The Arctic warms up more than any place else. The continents warm up more than the oceans. And it turns out that the Eastern Oceans warm up less quickly than the Western Oceans. And we're downstream of an Eastern Ocean, the Eastern Pacific. And that's going to slow the warming down here. So we're not going to warm up as rapidly as some places like in the middle of the country. But by the end of the century, we do expect warming. And the models don't all agree, but we're talking about something like 2 to 4 degrees centigrade is a pretty good number for how much it'll warm up here, which, by the way, is very similar to the unusual warmth of this last year that we've just gone through. So in some sense, we're feeling what it's like to be living on a typical winter season here in the Northwest.
So 2 to 4 degrees, you say, centigrade, over which time frame?
So we're talking about over, you know, the next 60 to 80 years, you know, getting into the 2070s or 80s. Now, that's what we're talking about.
Do you worry? I mean, I can't help but think of a polar bear on an iceberg that's slowly shrinking. And it's pretty sad to live in these times and know that certain species are declining because of climate change.
Well, that's inevitably going to happen. I mean, we are mucking up the climate of the planet in a big way, and it'll be particularly acute by the end of the century. And that's going to affect all the species on this planet. But around here, we'll warm up a bit. Another big impact is going to be snow. Because we're warming, the snow level is going to rise. So there'll be less snow in those passes. Most of the prediction models suggest that we will have about the same or a little bit more precipitation. So we're not going to dry out here at all. We will have rain, but we will have less snow in the mountains because the atmosphere is warming. And that has its implications. We use the melt of the snowpack during the late summer and early fall to help supply water. We won't have that anymore. So we'll have to store the water that's going to fall as rain. So that's another big impact, less snow in the mountains. People are interested in extreme weather. How will that change? Well, it turns out that as the atmosphere warms, there'll be more moisture in the atmosphere. Warm air can hold more moisture than cold air. And so when we get these atmospheric rivers, these events where we have moisture from the tropics and subtropics moving northward into us and then rising in our mountains, those events will be juiced up. There'll be more moisture in the atmosphere, and that will produce heavier precipitation. So our very heavy precipitation events that are associated with atmospheric rivers, we also call those Pineapple Expresses, those will be stronger by the end of the century. So that's going to be a big impact. So we'll worry about heavy rain and increased flooding for the big event.
Well, what about windstorms? More of those?
Well, you know, our big windstorms are associated with major cyclones. And we're talking about storms like the Inauguration Day storm or the Hanukkah Eve storm in 2006. These big cyclones probably won't get more intense. The computer models suggest the jet stream will be pretty similar. The energy for the storms will be about the same. So I don't expect to see much stronger winds in these big storms coming off the Pacific Ocean.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and he's a popular blogger. We have links to his blog on our website, where you can also podcast our weekly conversations. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.